Here we go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
We are playing new game Who Dis. Basically, the way that it works is that we've chosen someone who's trending at the moment. We'll give you three clues, and you get to ask one yes or no question.
And the clues are this morning that I currently have a Vegas residency. My first hit was filmed in a high school, and I also had a meltdown in 2007.
I reckon there's some people out there that are going to be on obvious, but when you said it to me, I was like, I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I struggled. But Jimmy from Margs is ready to play. Mate, we've missed you.
I miss you.
Oh. How you going, mate?
Oh, bloody good.
You've been all right? You haven't heard from me for 2 days.
You're coughing a little bit, mate. You haven't been unwell, have you?
Nah, mate.
You've been getting on it over the weekend, haven't you?
Been getting on it, yeah.
Okay, now, do you need the clues again?
Nah, I got it.
All right. Do you want to ask a question?
Hey?
Do you want to ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Is it Britney Spears?
Oh, straight out.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
true. For extra points, mate, do you know why she's in the news at the moment?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Good, because neither do I. Jules does.
Oh, my gosh, you do. So she has just released a unisex perfume, and men are loving it.
A sex perfume?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It'll get you lucky, mate.
It's a
guarantee.
Funny old smell.
Oh, hey, it smells.
Mate, tickets all yours. Congratulations.
Oh, I love that.
No worries,
it's
mate.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
We want to know, have you changed your name? Now, a mum has copped some serious backlash over wanting to change her daughter's name from Esme to something else, even though her daughter is 4 years old.
Yeah, see, it's a bit late now, isn't it?
Now, this mum posted on Mum's Net. She said, I gave her a name which I thought was very original and I hadn't heard another girl called that name in about 20 years. Only to find out that when her daughter was going into nursery school, that there was another girl in the class in the nursery school that was called Esme, right? Now, her daughter is about to start full-time education in September. There's another two girls in her class that
two
are
now.
Also called Esme. So, the mum has gone, you know, I want to change her name. Now, the mum also added in that she was in this predicament when she was at school. It doesn't say what her name was or is, but she said that in her class she had five other girls with the same name as her, and she struggled with it, so she doesn't want this for her daughter. Now, obviously, some users on the mums that have jumped on saying, you are crazy. She is four. You can't change her name. Like, she's literally just learnt her name. Like, she would know that her name is Esme. She's going to be
completely confused. And you know when you've got a baby and you're whatever age, I have no idea what age they learn their name at, but when they're starting to talk and you're getting them to say their name, you're always like, what's your name? Like, you're constantly
it's usually their
it
first word they would say is either mum, baby, or their own name, or you know, things like that. So 13, 12, 16, I want to hear from anyone who has changed their name or mums that have been in this situation where they have named the baby and then they did decide to change.
Name regrets.
Yes. So 13, 12, 16, have you changed your name?
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Angela from Bunbury, have you changed your name?
I have.
Okay. What name were you born with, I guess?
I was born with Angela, but the spelling was A-N-J-E-L-L-A, and no one got it right.
Oh.
A-N-J-E-L-L-A.
Yeah.
Were your parents
my
like,
name
we want to be...
Was spelled
M-A-C-H-E-L-L-E. Oh,
Michelle.
You Michelle. Oh, wow. So why did your parents go with the weird spelling?
I got Angela, A-N-J-E-L-L-A, from my brother's nurse. That's where Mum got that from.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Wow, there you go.
And I changed it to normal spelling because even in birthday cards, people didn't get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing more annoying when that $50 falls out and you're like, oh, it's not even for me.
It's for this other Angela. Were your parents unhappy when you changed it?
I didn't tell them straight away.
Yeah.
But when you did tell them?
I was 18 when I did it, so like...
Okay.
You know, I changed it for like passport reasons. And
yeah.
You know, when you're ringing up Telstra or something, you've got to spell out Angela.
Yeah.
And you know what? good on you for doing it when you turn 18, because you know, I mean, you still got so much more life to like then go through it. You're like, no, I've had enough.
All righty, let's go to Steph from Denmark. Have you changed your name, mate?
No, I haven't. But my 13-year-old son, since he was about three, I have wanted to change his name.
Okay. What did you name him originally?
I named him Tyson, but his name means a strong leader or a very argumentative person.
Yeah. Right. And which one is he?
He is a very argumentative little person. I never changed his name, but I really want to.
Would you change it to?
Maybe Adam?
Adam.
Such a strong, like, man name.
Oh, I don't know. I really like the name Tyson, though.
Tyson's like a cool kid.
He's the only one in town.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't go biting people's ears off, you know.
Yeah.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Jules, the largest study of online dating habits of more than 41,000 Australians has revealed some interesting stuff.
Oh, no one can see the big smile on my face, but I do have one because I love talking about dating, especially because you're not in one. So I like to get to the bottom of it.
Apparently your education impacts your love life. So what I thought we'd do is we'd chat to dating expert Debbie Rivers. She is also the founder of Dare to Date. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm great.
Debbie, can your intelligence impact your lack thereof relationship? Jesse doesn't.
Well, yes. According to the study, and they actually, this was a study done by people using RSVP, and they looked at like 219,000 interactions of 41,000 people, right?
Jeez.
And what they found is that women, when they were under 40, were way more pickier than men, and guys had to have the same education or higher for them to be successful.
Right.
So they're at their pickiest in the ballpark that I'm in now.
Yes, but you're quite smart, so I don't understand why the women just aren't flocking to you.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir. Yeah. Right? I just don't understand it either.
So what happens after the age of 40 for women, Debbie?
Well, everything changes after the age of 40. Men actually become more pickier and they have more choice.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse. Is picky now. Imagine him after 40.
Oh, no, see, he'll have a smorgasbord after 40.
Yeah, so I
more options than he ever had.
Debbie, it sounds like the good advice out of this is that I just wait this out for another decade.
That's a long time.
I cannot keep bagging you out on this show for being single anymore, Jesse. That is too long.
Too long. Mate, I've done it for half a decade. I can manage another decade. Right?
I suppose, are you educated enough? Maybe need to go study some more.
Well, I've actually got a postgrad, so you
think... He's actually smarter than a lot of blokes I know. So, you know, he's at his limit here.
Well, I mean, actually, having a postgrad doesn't necessarily mean that I'm smart. I could have just gone through the motions, which is pretty much what I did at university. So,
it still hasn't paid off.
$40,000 on uni fees and it couldn't buy me a girlfriend.
Still can't even get a date.
Well, you don't need to do well at uni. You just need to have the degree.
Oh, and it's still not even working. Debbie, I got to call it there.
I could talk to you forever, Debbie. We could have this combo forever.
Debbie, thank you very much for your dating insights this morning. I'll put some of it into practice.
Well, great talking to you. Oh, and look, I just want to say for any of the singles out there, we've got a singles weekend coming up at Preston Beach in 2 weeks' time,
right.
Which is the perfect way to get to know someone over a weekend.
Oh, and is that through Dare to Date?
Yeah, and it's only $320. It includes wine tour, food, everything.
So Dare to Date with the two in the middle, not the T-O.
Two in the middle.
Yeah, the number two.
Well, so, you know, if you're struggling, book into the weekend. We can definitely help you out.
Yeah, or even just have fun with other singles, you know.
Debbie, thank you very much for chatting to us today. I appreciate it.
Oh,
great
love it.
Bye.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
We have been so excited to do this. What's trending this morning now? Hitting the number one spot on the Billboard charts last night, fresh off his latest Scorpion album, In My Feelings. Now, this song has been replaying all day. Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Sound familiar, Jesse? I have been replaying this song over and over and over again on my desk. Now, the reason why this has peaked to number one is because of the In My Feelings challenge. You have seen this challenge probably on your Instagram feeds mainly, all over Facebook. Have you not seen the In My Feelings challenge?
No.
Where are you, under a rock?
Yes, always.
Okay.
When it comes to Drake, always.
Okay, so this comedian over in the States has actually created this dance, right? Mm. A challenge. So it's kind of like the flossing, but better than the flossing.
Yeah.
And so you dance along to this song, and that is the reason why it has topped the charts, because so many people are downloading this song to do the challenge.
Dance.
So last night, Drake and this comedian who goes by the name of Shiggy were partying it up together, because Drake is thanking this guy for getting his song to number one.
Yeah, right, because his song's pretty average, so it needs a...
Are you serious?
When you said to me before, you're like, does this sound familiar? And I was like, yeah, it does, because all Drake songs sound the same.
No, they do. No, you are such a hater. If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
It's just fun to wind you up, really.
Don't wind me up about Drake or Cardi B, okay?
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
We are doing Worst Joke Wednesday. Now, this is where your jokes are so bad that they're good.
Yes.
And this morning we were pretty shocking.
Yeah, well, ours were pretty average.
To say the least.
What did the pony say when he sang with a sore throat?
What?
Sorry, I'm a little hoarse.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably the worst one you've done.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay, so this one. So this is the patient speaking to the doctor. It says, doctor, can you give me anything for wind? And the doctor says, have you tried a kite?
So let's just move right along from that. But Imogen from Cable, what's your worst joke Wednesday?
What was the tallest mountain before Mount Everest was discovered?
Oh.
The tallest mountain? I know. I feel like you're going to tell us, though.
Mount Everest, of course.
Oh. Still the tallest mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's just straight up good knowledge, Imogen. Are you back at school?
Yes.
No wonder you're so smart.
Yes.
Awesome, babe.
Well, good luck again today, and we'll chat to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, Christine, what's your worst joke Wednesday?
It's really bad.
Okay.
You know, it's plain. Yeah. But what do you call a Mexican who keeps losing his car?
Oh, I don't know.
Carlos. And what about his wife who's with him that's only got one too?
What?
Juanita.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
I love it. Good on you, Christine.
Thanks,
mate. Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Brendan from Albany, what's your worst joke Wednesday?
What's the difference between a snowman and a snow woman?
What?
Oh.
Snow balls.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, anatomically correct.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up with the one and only Steve-O from Australine. Good morning, babes.
Good morning.
All right, now you got a trio for us today?
I sure have.
All right, let's kick it off with number one.
All right, there's a turtle crossing the road and he gets smoked by two snails. When the police arrive and ask him what happened, the shaken turtle says, I don't know, it happened so fast.
Okay, two.
What has four wheels and flies?
Four wheels and flies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A rubbish truck.
Very good.
I like that one. That's a good one. All right, wrap it up for us.
You got to love this one, man.
Okay.
Why did Jesse go out with a prune?
A prune? Because it's the only date he could get?
No, because he couldn't find a date.
Very good from both of you. Goodbye, Steve-O. I love you, mate.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Okay, and right now we are doing clickbait. This is where we bring you the stories that capture our attention because of the headline. But then when you click on the story and you have to read all the way through it, you realise there was nothing in it at all.
A complete waste of your time.
Right? So, if I read you out this headline, Jesse, I want you to give me your response for it, right?
Yeah.
Humiliating flight fail caught on camera. What would you think?
Oh, click.
Right?
Yeah. Because surely they're stuck on a plane, something really embarrassing has gone wrong, and the entire plane has watched them do it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what has happened.
Right.
But for the reason of it, I'm like, I was expecting something else. So when you click on this story and you go through, it's a story about a video that was taken on a plane when the passengers are coming on and you're trying to get your stuff in the overhead compartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I just say, I get really nervous at this point of a flight, like even though we're not even up in the air yet.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you're in the aisle. You're trying to get your bag up the top. You're blocking the aisle so everyone is waiting for you. You've got everyone that is further on down the plane watching you because they've already seated.
Yeah.
And you're trying to squash your bag up top.
Yeah.
This is exactly what this film is about. This lady just filmed this guy trying to get his like little carry-on luggage bag up the top.
Is that it?
That is it. I kid you not. In fact,
I thought it was going to be something like someone's blown up at the with the stewards plane.
No, it's just one guy struggling to get his suitcase in the top of.
Someone locked themselves in a toilet or something cool like that. I mean, I had a mate who one time was in a toilet on a plane who did like he didn't smoke or anything in there, but he had such a full-on
experience
in the toilet that it actually set off the smoke alarm.
No way!
See, that is embarrassing, right? That's payoff for that clickbait. that story is a complete waste of time.
I'm just really annoyed that, like, someone outed this poor guy about this. I mean, you can be, someone who a frequent flyer, and, you know, everything's easy for you. You know what to do. You know how those little latches work. You know how to put a bag in the overhead compartment. But for someone who doesn't really fly at all too often, it can be quite confusing. So, if anything, I'm just annoyed that it, one, wasted my time and that they were laughing about it, you know?
Yeah,
I feel sorry
for
this guy.
Yeah, if you see that article today, scroll straight past.
Yeah, don't even click on it.
Don't waste
unlike
your time.
10 million other people who have done.
Yeah. What website is it on?
It has racked up 10 million views.
What website is it on?
News.com.au.
Oh, news.com.au. Again. You've gone back to back.
Again, I have.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
We are playing Know the Flow for your chance to score yourself a Macca's prize pack valued over $100. Now, all you need to do is sing correctly the line that comes next.
Now, Jules, who we got playing this morning?
Okay, Matt from Jalora up. Are you ready to play Know the Flow?
Yep.
Okay.
All righty, mate. I'm going to give you the intro to the song again, and you've just got to sing off the back end of it and get the words right. All righty, here we go.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond.
Yeah.
Brilliant, mate.
I reckon you could sing the whole song.
Do you want?
Well, probably could. Listen to it a fair bit.
Do you want to give us? You want to give us a bit more, mate, or?
Maybe not.
Like that for the karaoke.
Mate, the prize pack is all yours. Congratulations.
Awesome, man, too.
It's all thanks to Macca's, the new blend of McCafe coffee, smooth, refined, delicious.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Quickly, I want to do the dirty before 6:30, which is usually quite a risque break. Mm. It's usually the stuff that we can't cover later in the show because there's little ears listening.
Mm.
Today, it is just flat-out disgusting.
Oh,
right. So
okay.
The kids, to be honest with you, I think kids will find this one really funny. I don't think it's too harmful, right?
Well, it's got something to do with poo because we're talking about Putin and then you're like, take away the tea and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Pooin. Yeah. Basically, Russia, pretty in the news at the moment.
Yeah.
Putin and Trump meeting. They just had the World Cup.
Yep.
They've been featuring quite a lot for some good reasons for them, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately for this one,
what?
Not a great reason.
What happened?
A video of one of their supermarkets is trending online because a lady has walked down, and this, like an old lady, like a grandma, has been walking down the aisle, and you see her in a little polka-dotted dress, and she's wandering down, basket under her hand, and she stops about halfway down the aisle.
Yeah.
She's standing there for a little while.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, those white supermarket floors?
Oh, don't.
Yeah. And then out the bottom of her dress just drops a little nug.
No.
And then she gives her dress a little bit of a shake.
No.
And then off she walks.
Oh, Grandma, are you serious?
Yeah. So this video has been trending online for a bit now. And it's literally, if you go online and you have a look at it, I will chuck it up on our Hit FMWA Insta story.
Oh, will you now? Yeah, like, poor Grandma didn't realise that obviously CCTV now in all supermarkets. Not not like back in the day, right? Whereas if there was no one else
that
around.
That grandma has planned this out. She's like, oh, yeah, got to check the CCTV.
No, like, but, I mean, if you're going to be doing anything where you don't want to be busted doing it, like, you've got to make sure no one's around or that you're not getting filmed.
Well, that's the other thing, is that there was actually people present. And this is my favourite part of this entire story. Is that there are some kids in the aisle further up.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where the kids would have turned around and seen it, but she would have given them one of those, like, looks, like, as she walked past them to leave. Is it would have been that scenario where the grandma walked up and went, you can tell people, but no one will ever believe you.
Oh, my God.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Get excited, peeps! Your favourite 90s Nickelodeon cartoon is coming back, and yes, I'm talking about the Rugrats.
The nostalgia runs strong.
Come on, every time I finish school, I get home and then this will be on. Now, the news was announced yesterday by Nickelodeon and Paramount Pictures that Rugrats will be returning to our screens with a 26-episode animated TV series and a live-action movie featuring the CGI characters. So Chucky,
live action.
Tommy, Lil and Phil, Angelica. Remember Angelica?
Yeah, but I want it to be in a cartoon.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it should stay the same.
Well, I think the 26 episodes will be like the cartoon, but the movie will be actually like a live action.
Yeah, right.
I cannot wait for it. I can't wait for Angelica to grace those screens.
That in sassy CGI. Little three-year-old.
She was so sassy. I wonder if they're going to change her character, though, because, I mean, from what I remember, she was a bully.
Yeah,
you know,
she wasn't
and
very
bullying's
nice.
Big these days, so, you know what I mean? They might not show how
she might have
mean she actually was.
Wind it back in a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully she does. I cannot wait for to show, like, to sit down with my nieces.
Yeah.
And be like, this is what Honey Jules used to watch.
And they'll be like, put on Peppa Pig.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, Peppa Pig ain't got nothing on these Rugrats. If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.